It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Just how much can a negative environment, negative energy, influence the living and their actions? Now, it's one thing if you're, you know, consciously seeking it out, if you're surrounding yourself with negative people, negative actions, negative activities, things of that nature, that, you know, that can be kind of predictive. You can kind of look at that and go, yeah, it's probably not going to lead to the best of things. But what about when you're in a house that has it there? It's just part of the spiritual foundation of the house, for lack of a better term. It's something that you can't get rid of. It came with the property. And it's oppressive. And it's making people lash out. And it's bringing on depression and anxiety. And making people turn on one another. That's what we hear about in our next story. It's discovered, incidentally, by a young girl who's there on a sleepover and visions that she has in her dreams of something very, very dark and very, very negative lurking in the house. Only in hindsight can she say, I wish I would have said something, but even if I did, would I have been listened to? Take a listen. Hi, it's Aaliyah from Utah. Recently, I've been told that my stories sound much better in writing, where I can sit down and think about the details I remember instead of trying to rattle them off the top of my head. And there's so much to talk about with this incident that even though it will be long, I want to get it all down. This is the scariest incident that I have had. Scariest that's ever happened to me, ever. Even scarier than having the encounters with a shadow man when our family friends owned the Kama's house. Like I've mentioned before, I believe that I and the whole maternal side of my family are on some levels of sensitivity to the paranormal. Some of my family members have chosen to ignore this sensitivity. Some, like myself, have embraced it, or at the least, are intrigued by the paranormal. At the time of this story, I've been about 13 to 14 years old and obsessed with paranormal or ghost hunting TV shows. Of course, at that ripe, tender age, after watching so many TV shows, I believed that I could be an amateur ghost hunter with the added benefit of being sensitive and able to get the feelings from the spirits. It just so happened that my two childhood best friends were also super into the paranormal, ghost hunting, and one of them was experiencing paranormal activity at their house. What is a group of teenage ghost hunters supposed to do but go investigate? My friend, whom we'll call Lee, was experiencing a lot of the atypical haunted house phenomena. Doors opening and closing in the middle of the night, or when no one was home, of noises, or someone calling her name, when she was the only person in the house. Objects moved to unusual places or disappeared altogether and then reappeared in the exact same place it was left the day before. The reason we thought it would be a good idea to host a hunt in Lee's house was most of the time she was home alone. It was her mom, dad, and herself that lived in the house, while her older sister would sometimes come and visit to spend the weekend. We were so interested in her house at the time because recently, Lee, her mother, and sometimes her sister, when she visited, were all starting to see things in the home as well. For one instance, Lee would be sitting on the couch in the open living room and out of the corner of her eyes, see movement between the banisters going down to the basement like someone was walking downstairs. But when she looked, no one was there, and she was the only one home. On another occasion, Lee told us about how she and her mother were sitting in the living room watching a movie late at night, and apparently both saw movement by their back French doors as they turned to watch an orb-like shape moving back and forth in front of the glass doors. Suddenly, it stopped in front of one, and the orb slowly began to change into the wispy shape of a face. When Lee's mom got up and off the couch in alarm, the face had disappeared, although her mom immediately opened the door. There was no one on the other side, and nowhere someone could have run due to the motion-triggered floodlights in their backyard. So naturally, we arranged for Lee, me, and our other friend, whom we will call Cece, to have a sleepover at Lee's house on a day when we would be in the home alone for most of the time. The day started off with us coming over to Lee's after school and immediately started playing Ghost Hunters. We started off our investigation by walking around her house with our little flip phones, voice memo going as we attempted EVP sessions, calling out if there was anyone there, could they speak to us, and many other questions that we had seen the professionals on TV ask. After playing the audio files, each one of us swearing, we heard whispers, quiet giggling and breathing that was not our own. Although looking back now, I'm not sure at all if we really had caught any of that evidence, if it was just our overexcitement in being a group of teenage girls. Throughout our little investigation inside the house, I kept getting this feeling of being watched. And both myself and Cece kept seeing things move out of the corner of our eyes. Eventually, we moved on to go around Lee's backyard asking the same questions that we had inside. But with us going outside, the feeling of being watched grew even more intense, as did the movement in the peripherals. Finally, it got to one point where we were walking around the corner of the shed and I saw a little boy peeking around the far corner of the shed, but it was not like I physically saw him or that my two friends could see him either. Much like when you refer to them as information downloads, I'd seen this little boy in my mind's eye. I still remember him very clearly. He appeared to be around 7 or 8, had a slight face with a narrow chin, little upturned button nose, dirty dish blonde hair, a light cream, maybe brown shirt, dark colored blazer, and what I would call a newspaper boy hat that matched his jacket. Suddenly, the boy looked away from us like someone had called his name and ran off to the middle of the yard where I saw an older man. Again, I saw them in my mind's eye and can still very clearly remember them to this day. The old man had a full head of neatly combed white hair and a well-trimmed but short white beard. He wore slacks or suit pants but made from older materials, a button-down shirt with a green tweed waistcoat over it. I swear it looked like these two had walked out of the early 19th century and got this feeling that the little boy was curious and the older gentleman was his grandfather and kind of was watching over him. When I told my friends what I had seen, neither one of them had seen or heard anything. After a little while of our listening back to our EVPs, Cece had started to get freaked out, so we stopped and went on to playing something else until it was time for bed. When we stayed at Lee's, we would sleep in the finished basement, which was set up with a living room. At the end of the hallway to the right of the stairs and down another hallway to the left of the stairs was a bathroom, an extra bedroom, and an unfinished utility room that the door was always locked. All three of us hated to walk up to that utility door. Lee had said that it always felt creepy to her as well. We always slept on a pull-out couch, and on this night, it happened to be Cece on the side closest to the rest of the couch where Lee was sleeping, and I slept on the side that faced the open arch to the hallway. This is where the true horror of my story happens. When I tell others this story, I can never explain this part. Whether it is a dream, a vision, astral projection, or even a case of sleep paralysis, perhaps you guys can explain. I am asleep, tossing and turning, and I turn to face the hallway and get a sense that I'm being watched. So I open my eyes, and staring at me with his face just above the mattress is a little boy I had seen earlier. Although a normal person would be startled or jump when they open their eyes to a little ghost boy several inches from their face, I did not feel any of that. The little boy put his pointer finger against his lips in the shh motion when I got the sense I should look to the foot of the bed, which I did. Standing there was a grandfatherly gentleman, and when I looked back to the side, the boy had stood up. He told me without speaking or opening his mouth that I needed to get up. I swung my legs over the bed and arose, turning back to see if I had woken up or disturbed Cece. But what I saw was Cece still asleep, and myself still asleep as well. It appeared that my spirit had left my body. I turned back around, and now both the ghost boy and his grandfather were standing at the side of the bed in front of me. The older man, once again without speaking, neither one of them openly spoke to me, even when they were telling me things, told me to follow them. It led me down the hallway past the stairs, the bathroom, the guest bedroom, and finally stopped in front of the utility room door. But the door did not look like it did when I was awake. It had sludgy, black, almost smoke leaking out from under it, and every other crack around that door and wave upon wave of mean and vicious intent was washing over me from that door. We must have stood in front of it for hours, watching this darkness trying to seep out. The spirits that were either on the other side of me were telling me that this darkness was the little boy's father, and he was pure evil, and that he is contained, but something needs to be done because he is starting to influence the mood of the house. I believe the evil father spirit suddenly felt us standing in front of the door because he began banging on it, and the doorknob started to rattle. This little boy was frantically telling me I needed to do something, but I had no idea what to do. Suddenly, the banging and rattling stopped. But soon the door flew open, and it felt like buckets of that sludgy black smoke began to pour out of the door. Standing in the doorway was just the silhouette of a pitch black man with red eyes. The little boy turned to me and said the only physical word that I had heard from them this whole time: run. So I turned around and booked it down the hallway as fast as I could. Looking back, I could see the boy and grandfather running behind me and the red-eyed shadow walking behind them with his arms stretched out with smoky tendrils stretching across the walls in front of him. When I turned back to face in front of me, the hallway had stretched like it was miles long rather than the few feet it normally was. I just knew that this was the shadows doing something to try and slow me down in order to get to me. Finally, I was close to the living room and the bed where my body lay. I looked back and the two spirits were directly behind them still. The little boy reached out and pushed me back. It seemed like I had tripped and fell into my own body, jolting awake. It felt just like that. My heart still racing. Now fully conscious, I began to look around and I see the spirits of a little boy and older gentleman once again standing at the foot of the bed. This is where I started screaming and hitting the body next to me, freaking out, waking up Cece and Lee, frantically telling them that I saw the spirits at the foot of the bed. But once I looked back again, they were both gone and everything seemed quiet once more. Once my friends calmed me down, we went to watch TV upstairs. I've never seen a spirit so clearly again or had a dream, vision, left my body, anything like that again. I feel terrible about it now, but I refuse to tell Lee about the red-eyed shadow and the darkness that came with him. After that, I could never sleep in their house again. Sadly, it did seem like after that, their family spiraled and was consumed by the dark. My friend started to act more spiteful and mean towards both Cece and me. Her grades dropped dramatically. Apparently, her parents became so volatile towards one another to the point of divorce. Once her parents split, her father remarried another terrible woman, and her mean and inappropriate sons would terrorize Lee when she was staying in the house. Finally, her behavior, like being viciously sarcastic and condescending to all her friends as well as lying to everyone, came to a head where she randomly lashed out, slapping me across the face. And after a large fight, we stopped being friends. Several years after that, I had heard that her father had killed himself. I strongly believe that all these terrible events and behavior were caused by this shadow man. Thinking about it, as well after this incident, I must have blocked myself from seeing a lot of the paranormal activity around me, because directly afterwards, I did not see ghosts as often or clearly as I had before. Thank you, Tony, for taking the time to read my story. Keep up your hard work. What you're doing really helps everyone who just listens, as well as those of us who've called or written in to get our paranormal encounters off our chests. Wishing you and Harper and everyone good health. Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your energy is dipping, and that clock has barely moved since your 1 o'clock meeting. We don't love that for you. Get your afternoon pick-me-up with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.